is 20 hours a week too much to work?
No, I don't think it is. And I think the majority of the people that I talk to don't feel it is. And these are, like I said, once again, I can't stress enough, these are for able-bodied individuals.
Welcome to Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets State Representative Doyle Heffley talking. And Doyle, we are here today because we're fresh out of a Human Services Committee hearing, which you helped to chair, where we got an update today on H.R. 1, the big, beautiful bill, and how that impacts SNAP benefits here in Pennsylvania. Now, this went into effect last September, September 1st, and the biggest headline that a lot of people like to point to is there's now a work requirement for people who receive SNAP benefits, which are the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. But you say there has always been a work requirement in place. Talk to me about that.
Yes, there's always been work requirements. They were waived temporarily under COVID, and then the state had continued to apply for waivers from the federal government to not have work requirements. And when we look at work requirements, who are the work requirements for? Those are able-bodied individuals, ages 18 to 54, and that age limit will go up a little bit, in a little while, go up again. But these are folks that aren't disabled. These are folks that don't have children that are not dependent. So this isn't forcing a single mom to go back. And the work requirements as set up by the federal government, this is a federal program, right? So they set up the guidelines and the state administers it. In the past, the state had gotten waivers. Now those waivers for able-bodied individuals without dependents to be able to get a job, work 20 hours a week. They could also volunteer with a volunteer organization, any nonprofit, for 20 hours a week, or they could be attaining an educational or a training program to seek employment. So it's I don't think it's unrealistic to ask folks that are able-bodied to work a minimum of 20 hours a week in order to qualify for government subsidies.
Democrats like to say that when you put this in place, that people are going to lose their benefits. Just so a clarification point, no benefit funding was cut, though, correct? This is putting it in place.
Aren't cuts. These aren't cuts to the program. Nobody is going to lose a benefit. All they're going to have to do is there's going to be some expectations to receive those benefits for people that are able-bodied. And we've heard this from many people across my district and across the Commonwealth saying, you know, we're looking at historic levels of unemployment, you know, being very low. We're talking to employers that are looking for people to fill positions. We're looking for nonprofits that have volunteer opportunities that are open. I think the expectation from a societal expectation is that if you're able-bodied and without dependents, you should be able to at least put 20 hours a week in. So you're going to get those benefits. It's just saying that you have to volunteer for it. You could volunteer at a food pantry for 20 hours a week, volunteer at your church, volunteer anywhere at a certified 501c nonprofit, or you could work 20 hours a week in order to continue to get those benefits. So there are no cuts to the program. It's just the requirements, instead of giving the waiver as the state had gotten in the past, those waivers are now gone for able-bodied individuals to have to have that work requirement.
Now, in the hearing, Secretary Arcus, who is the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the SNAP benefits, said that they are putting this in place, but they're still struggling to do so. And she mentioned that there's quite a price tag implemented with these quote-unquote work requirements, up to the tune of $20 million. Just when you heard that today, what was your reaction?
Well, I think it's a little bit deceptive. Let's put it at that. Leave it at that. But here's the thing. These waivers, the requirements were always there. The state applied for the waiver, so they didn't have to meet those requirements. But we're looking at, if they're saying it's going to cost $20 million, but how much money is going out the door every month in fraud, waste, and abuse? We've tracked some of this. But at the end of the day, you know, these programs should have always been in place, right, to protect the taxpayers. And we also, there's nothing better than the dignity of work. We want to make sure that these people have an opportunity to work. But to say that it's going to cost us money, I mean, you look at all the automation. People have cell phones now. I mean, they can type their work history in their cell phone and send it over. And so there's a lot of opportunities out there. And I think that what they're deeming as a price tag or the burden on that department. We have a governor who was running around the Commonwealth every day doing a press conference saying he gets, I'll say, stuff done. Yeah. Governor, get this done, right? This isn't new. This is something that was always in place. But yet you can hold a press conference every day. If the secretary needs additional help, get her the additional help to make sure that this is implemented. And that's what I would call on the governor to do that.
I want to bring something up that you mentioned before when we talked about SNAP benefits and during an appropriations hearing, that you brought up a point that is part of DHS is still using some fax machines, and some of the money that they said is going to be required is going to be because of IT challenges. I mean, I haven't used a fax machine probably in about 10 years, but this is still a department who is requiring some of their paperwork to be faxed in rather than, like you said, take a picture with your cell phone to get them the work requirements.
And that was another thing that they had said, well, not everybody has a laptop. Everybody has a computer. And granted, not everybody does. More and more people are actually getting away from that because they have cell phones. They have smartphones. There's not too many individuals out there that are able-bodied right now. And there's about 2 million people across the Commonwealth that receive SNAP benefits. Out of the population that's able-bodied, I think you're looking at, I think there was, the governor had suggested it was 140,000 people were going to lose benefits. Let me just say, nobody's losing benefits if they meet the requirements to receive these public benefits. So that was misleading, to say the best. But I think there are about 56,000 people who aren't on the rolls right now. So that could have been the fact that they just got full-time employment or that they just didn't meet the requirement. But if it's a matter of helping people, they can come into our district offices, and there's 203 state house seats across the Commonwealth, and there's district offices everywhere. But I mean, DHS really should be working with this population, able-bodied adults that need to meet these requirements, or the providers or the employers to make sure that should be a seamless process, right? Unemployment compensation. There's a lot of other things that we track. They already track income thresholds to qualify for these programs in the first place. We're not asking them to do something out of the ordinary. So they really need to focus on getting it done.
And one of the work requirements they like to point out, members of the other side, is that it's 20 hours a week. And they say, hey, when you're working retail, maybe that can vary. But it seems that DHS, though, has or these work requirements, excuse me, are flexible that it can be 20 hours a week or 80 hours a month.
Yeah.
And farmers will tell you that, hey, if you want to work on my farm, that 20 hours a day, I can find something for you to do.
Yeah, and I don't think we need to require people to go out and work 20 hours a day. But I know there are folks out there that work very long hours. And those folks that are working those long hours right now are the people that are paying the taxes, and they're keeping this economy going. And they're seeing less and less of their money coming back to them in their paychecks because taxes continue to increase. Last week we were in session, the House Democrats voted on a $4.5 billion tax increase. I mean, think about that. How much money it's going to... So these people that are working hard right now, that are putting in 8, 12, 16 hours a day at some point, you know, all we're asking is 20 hours a week. So you can either go to an educational program, do some workforce training, volunteer at your local food pantry, or you can work for 20 hours a week, 80 hours a month. It doesn't say how many days or anything, but 80 hours a month of either volunteering or working or education to help yourself to overcome so you're not on. SNAP benefits shouldn't be a lifestyle, right? They should be a helping hand for people that need them. And we're returning these programs to what they were intended to be. It's not socialism. This is a helping hand for people that need it. Now, if the unemployment rate increases and we have an economic downturn, These then requirements will be waived in as part of HR 1. But when we have historic lows in unemployment, these are opportunities for these folks to get meaningful and gainful employment.
I want to bring up another point when we talk about work and the amount of money in people's pockets. Some folks will say SNAP benefits pay you $6 a day. What is your retort to that? And you brought up a point during the meeting that if people are working, what happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're working 20 hours a week, that's going to give you even more than what the SNAP benefits are. And this is a supplemental nutrition assistance program. Supplemental nutrition assistance program. This isn't saying we're paying for all your food. This is a program that assists them because people have other incomes. They may have, if somebody's on disability, right? They wouldn't have the work requirement. They're on disability. But then they have that disability and then the SNAP benefits on top of it. So if somebody's already receiving other government assistance programs, so if it's a single parent who's raising children, these work requirements don't apply to that person. If it's a person that has anything like that, they're not going to be. This is only for able-bodied adults. This isn't for children. This isn't taking away benefits from children. There's no cuts. This is just something to qualify for this program if you're able-bodied. And I don't think we're asking that much. Is 20 hours a week, 80 hours a month in volunteering, education, or working?
I think that's a good question to leave off here. And maybe if you want to re-stress that again, if I'm hearing this correctly, is 20 hours a week too much to work? Is that correct?
I don't think it is. And I think the majority of the people that I talk to don't feel it is. And these are, like I said, once again, I can't stress enough. These are for able-bodied individuals. We want you to be able to work 20 hours a week or volunteer 20 hours a week. There are plenty of volunteer organizations out there, homeless shelters, food pantries, civic organizations, church groups that definitely need that help with volunteerism. And there's a lot of employers out there that are looking, and there's a lot of jobs that these people could be qualified for.